Hi, good morning. My name is Veiko Raiemand. I'm Head of Investor Relations and Treasury with ST Energia, and I'm very happy to take you through the first quarter results of our group. Hopefully you have the presentation in front of you, which you have on our website. So if you turn directly to page number 3, then you can see there the snapshot of our results for the first quarter. So actually a very positive quarter. Our revenues grew by 23%. Also the operating cash flow was up by 15%. And while our EBITDA was 11% lower than last year, then I will explain about also the one-off items that affect some comparability there. So all in all, positive quarter, and even on the cash flow side, we ended up earning more than we invested this quarter. So if we go to the next page, on page number 4, then essentially this depicts a bit about our new reporting structure, whereby from this year onwards we report based on products. We have distribution network as one product, electricity as a second one, shale oil as the third product. A few numbers here on this page, I think, which are relevant, is definitely the generation level that we had in the first quarter. We generated 3.1 terawatt hours of power this quarter, which is essentially a record since over 20 years. So on the generation side, we were at a very good spot. We also sold a lot of electricity in this quarter, 3.5 terawatt hours to be exact. And actually, even though most of it went to the retail market, then actually wholesale market sales were actually very substantial as well. So I think from there, we took a great comfort of that our power generation assets profitability and competitiveness was very strong in this quarter. I think without further ado, I shall move to slide number 5 to explain a bit more about how the basically power markets behaved this quarter. The Nord Pool power prices in Estonia were roughly the same level as a year before, at 42.4 euros per megawatt hour. They were actually almost the same or slightly above the Finnish prices. And even probably the most important fact is the level that Estonian-Finnish prices are increasingly converging. And in the last quarter, the 72% of the time, the Estonian prices were equal with the Finnish prices. And obviously this will be expected to increase even further next year after the EstLink number 2 becomes available between Estonia and Finland. Furthermore, which is important, is the profitability of our power generating assets. We measure this via clean dark spread, as we call it, which is essentially a power price available to our power generating units after the cost of CO2 and the fuel that we mine ourselves. So if you look at on the right hand side on slide number 5, then the clean dark spread in the first quarter reached even 28 euros per megawatt hour. I mean, this was mainly due to the CO2 costs dropping substantially over the course of the quarter and compared to the last year. So actually the spreads that we are seeing currently in the power markets are very favorable and our generating assets are very competitive in this environment. Moving on to slide number 6, then another market that obviously affects us a lot for our second product is the liquid fuels market in the world. The Brent crude obviously dropped compared to the year ago over the quarter, and obviously also we have the heavy fuel oil prices, which have been trending lower, given that the crack spreads have increased. So I think the 478 euros per ton that the reference product of our shale oil traded at, I mean, this is still historically a reasonably good level, and we obviously use that for hedging purposes mainly. So I think that really covers this slide. So now, moving more towards Eesti Energia results this quarter. Now, if you turn to page number 7, then this is the way how we now outline our revenues as well as the EBITDA between our three products. Essentially, three products as mentioned: electricity distribution, shale oil. And here you can see the breakdown of the sales and EBITDA, as well as the sort of year-on-year development in sales and EBITDA. I think the most significant change, obviously, was the increase in electricity revenues in the first quarter by 60 million euros. That was due to two factors, which I'll discuss in a more detail on the next slides. But essentially, it was both the price impact as well as the volume impact that played a role. Also, distribution shale oil actually earned good revenues, positive performance there. And I think what the other thing to mention here is that obviously EBITDA, as mentioned before already, was affected somewhat by one of items, namely the first quarter in 2012, we sold our telecommunication business, so that sort of boosted both the revenues and EBITDA in 2012. Right. Turning to products, we have on page number 8, electricity revenues. What we have here plotted out is on the left-hand side is the increase in the power market price, or rather the electricity revenues or sales price that we have earned. And in addition, we've shown also the Nord Pool Estonia average electricity price, which is the main reference market for our product. So last year, a significant amount of our sales was still conducted on the regulated market. So obviously, regulated market price being around 31 euros per megawatt hour, and then obviously brought down the average power sales price of last year's first quarter to 37 euros per megawatt hour. Now this year, as the Estonian power market opened in its entirety from the 1st of January, then our sales price actually compared to last year went up by 22%, and in this quarter we sold power for 45.3 euros per megawatt hour. We've benefited a bit also by financial hedges, which essentially earned us 2.8 million euros this quarter, which increased our power price by 0.8 euros per megawatt hour. And also, secondly, the impact of the power cable or S-Link 1 cable, the bottleneck fees that we earned from there added a bit to our average sales price. But even without these influences, essentially our price earned was actually almost 2 euros above the Nord Pool Estonia power market price. If you look at the right-hand side, then obviously we have plotted out the volumes here. You can see that our wholesale market sales, which in the first quarter 2012 were just below 300 gigawatt hours, these have expanded to 1.5 terawatt hours. I mean, this is a very, very substantial development. Obviously, it demonstrates the depth of the liquidity of the market that Nord Pool Estonia is. And obviously, in the retail market, we'll come to that in just a moment, but ourselves having been the incumbent, then we lost a bit of market share in Estonia. But still, the balance that we sold 1.9 terawatt hours of power, that actually was quite a good result. So all in all, our power sales volumes per quarter increased by 37%. So if you put 22% price increase and 37% volume increase together, then actually that is a very good quarter on the power side. Now, if we turn on another slide, which is slide number 9 on the market share. Now here we plot out the market share of our sort of essentially our retail market share in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. So we have 71% market share in Estonia in the first quarter. Now that is the share of the total market, and also takes into consideration the universal supply that we have that we serve as part of our distribution network. Obviously, that has reduced over the year compared to the last quarter, or sorry, the first quarter in 2012, when we had 14% higher market share. But this is actually a regular development in any market opening. So we believe that maintaining just over 70% market share actually was a good result. So and actually, furthermore, if you look at Latvia and Lithuania, then obviously there our market share has increased. A slightly different methodology we use now. As you see, we've also plotted the sort of still regulated market in Latvia and Lithuania. So now we show essentially our market shares of total market in the Baltics. But all in all, our developments in Latvia and Lithuania have been positive. And for the whole market in Estonia, or rather in the Baltics, we, Eesti Energia, sell power for more than 31% of the volume consumed in the Baltics. Final thing to note, as you saw previously, then obviously the wholesale market in this region is strong enough to absorb any capacity and generation capacity that we have available. So even ourselves actually losing market share in Estonia hasn't meant that we can't sell our produce. So we believe the market opening to have actually been a very positive event. On the profitability, on page number 10, we show that electricity EBITDA obviously has slightly increased by about 800,000 million euros. And mainly the volume increase was behind that. So as we sold 37% more power, then obviously that had a very significant impact on our EBITDA that we earned. In terms of costs, obviously, or the margin, 2013 is the first year. In the next CO2 emissions trading period, where Estonia can't anymore allocate the sort of free allowances for power generation. So obviously, all power generators, and including ourselves now, have to acquire all allowances for power generation from the market. So essentially, in the first quarter, our emissions costs increased by 32 million euros, and that obviously reduced the profitability of our power as well by reducing margins. So all in all, on the variable profit side, we still increased 9.8 million euros, given that that the volume impact still dominated. And I think on the fixed cost that deserves to be noted is that they were higher by 8.8 million euros, but a very large amount of that actually is due to the fact that we run down on our oil shale fuel resource. So in a way, that actually meant utilizing fixed costs previously borne and previously held in inventory. Right, and I think that really takes care of the power EBITDA slide number 10. We move on to slide number 11. There we discuss the distribution revenues. Obviously, distribution network as our remaining regulated and solid business is earning us 24% of our revenues. So there we have seen actually a flat volume or slightly even negative volume as obviously there was some impact on people saving a bit on power, given that the electricity price in Estonia increased quite substantially. However, on the actual sales side, we did see 10% increase, and primarily it is due to a few factors. One of them is obviously that compared to last year's first quarter, then the tariff has increased due to Elring, our transmission system operator tariff increase. So this is essentially a pass-through element in the costs. And the second pass-through element in the costs was obviously that our distribution network did start to purchase electricity for network losses with the open market price from 1st of January. So that also obviously had an impact on the both distribution tariff and hence also the sales revenues. All in all, sales price and revenues both up by over 10%. So actually that you know has also helped us. And on the EBITDA side, if you turn to the next page, on page number 12, then obviously on the margin side, we've actually had a good development. Essentially, we've managed to squeeze the costs a bit and not have them rise in line with the revenues. So essentially, we did earn 1.4 million euros more from the distribution margin, whereas obviously the volume impact has been negative. So one final positive thing to note, obviously, is that the distribution losses in this quarter have been low. They have been actually on the 5.9% level, which is 2% less than the same time last year. So actually, that has also had a good impact on our results. And obviously, which also probably is meaningful, is that we have controlled fixed expenses reasonably well by having them reduced by €500,000. And essentially, we have reduced the maintenance levels quite in a little way. So that that has helped our results in this quarter as well. Good. I think we've covered the distribution EBITDA as well. Now on the liquid fuel side, if you turn to page number 13, then obviously the revenues there, as you may remember from a few slides back, then actually the reference product hasn't really behaved in a good way compared to the year ago, and we've seen the reference product reducing essentially the heavy fuel oil 1% sulfur level reducing by 11.6%. Compared to 2012. However, our old sales price for liquid fuels or shale oil really has actually increased 10% compared to the last year. And it's mainly due to the strong financial hedges that we have had in place. I mean, they have helped us to essentially carry this reduction in the wholesale market prices as well. And essentially we sold our product for 447 euros per ton, so that actually has been a good result as well. On the volume side, I mean there is no growth. I mean obviously this, as we'll discuss shortly, this result we've achieved without any contribution from NFE 280, the new oil plant, which is still undergoing the hot commissioning. So the old oil plant that we have, I mean this has behaved well, and obviously that is behind the sort of reasonably solid production figures that we have in the first quarter. Final point here, for the second, third and fourth quarter, we have sold forward also the liquid fuels. We've hedged the prices for about 102,000 tons of produce, which is actually the produce of the old oil plant. So the new oil plant we hedge via options only for the time being. Right, moving to slide number 14, and then on the liquid fuels EBITDA side, I mean it is 9% of our group's EBITDA, so I think that's quite an important and growing field we have here. On the margin side, volume side, obviously there has been positive impacts. I mean about €500,000 in its entirety. However, on the fixed expenses side, obviously they have increased due to the fact that essentially we have the NFE 280, the new oil plant, under commissioning. I mean, obviously the fixed costs, labor, some maintenance already involved there. So we have about 1.2 million euros negative influence from the fixed expenses. And obviously also we have revaluations of shale oil derivative instruments due to an increase in fuel oil market price in the first quarter. Essentially, these are the option premiums that we have had to revalue. Options are there for hedging the oil output of the new oil plant. And obviously, as these are going through the profit and loss statement, then this is the sort of impact they've had in this quarter. Right. If we finally turn to the other products and services revenues and profitability on slide number 15, there you can see the impact of Televergo, the telecommunications subsidiary sale, which happened last year in the first quarter. So we haven't had this impact from sort of such positive impact from one-off items this year. What we have done is obviously we sold non-current assets, mainly a few properties that we have available in Tallinn, which we are still using for the time being. We've sold these off in the first quarter. That has helped our results by €4 million in the first quarter of 2013, and obviously it is not at the same level as Televergo, but has helped us a bit. And on the EBITDA side, maybe it's also meaningful to mention that obviously we have had a reasonably positive EBITDA development from the heat sales, which is quite a large part of other revenues, and obviously that has helped us. Right. Last point maybe to be mentioned on slide number 15 is that as the NF280 construction process has ended, then obviously the subcontracting works that our subsidiary, which is deals with essentially various technical constructions and electrical equipment and repair and construction services, sales have reduced also due to that. So that has been the impact. All right, now that we have covered profitability, then let's move on to cash flows, which is on page number 16. There you can see that how we have generated the cash flow out of EBITDA in this quarter, €68 million cash from operations. Essentially, it has been a few main items here. The change of inventories obviously has helped. As we've drawn down on inventories, then we've received essentially a positive impact on our operating cash flow from there. Sale of property obviously has you take away from EBITDA, as that is covered on the investment cash flows. And I think CO2 impact here also deserves mention, that as the EBITDA obviously includes non-monetary sort of provisions for CO2 allowances, then that would serve as a positive item for operating cash flow. On the other hand, as the CO2 price has dropped quite substantially over the quarter, then we have had to conduct also prepayments for CO2, so which has, as we have hedged the CO2 purchases and done them on a forward market, which is daily market to market, then essentially that has had sort of a negative influence on our cash flows. But all in all, if you put these together, then the negative influence from the first quarter on our operating cash flow has been €4 million. And the trade receivables, we've also had a sort of an outflow of cash as there's more cash trapped in trade receivables. Right, but if one now moves to page number 17 and compares to the cash from operations compared to last year, then obviously we have had quite a good development there. We have had a sale of subsidiary last year, which sort of wasn't part of operating cash flow. I mean, change of EBITDA has and actually if you take the sale of property as well together, which we did this year, then these three items essentially balance each other out pretty much. So all in all, the positive impact has been from the drawdown on inventory and change in trade receivables compared to the last year's first quarter in combination for €14 million. And then the CO2 impact has reduced that a bit, given that actually the outflow of cash into the CO2 prepayments has been substantial this year, and obviously also the correction of the CO2 allowances vis-a-vis the EBITDA has also increased quite a lot this year. So. But all in all, cash flow operation 16% up year on year, so that actually has been a positive development. If we turn to the investments and the capital expenditure on page number 18, there we break down €74 million capex that we've conducted in the first quarter. Obviously, this is it is quite a slow quarter if you look at the whole year committed investments that we expect to have around €427 million in 2013. However, good news is that 2014 and 15 the committed investments already sort of reducing substantially. So I think that is good news for our expected cash flows. If we have a brief look on the sort of distribution of the investments, then the electricity network and So actually the most investment, €60 million. On the power side, the Auvere power plant, 300 megawatt power plant that we continue to build is gonna stay there for in the investment projects for another 2.5 years actually. So this is gonna continue to require investments. In a waste to energy block, €20 million that we spent on this quarter actually is about to essentially complete. It is already producing heat and power. And I think Narva wind park is also another complete investment that is currently already generating power. So I think if you actually turn to page number 19, then there you can see that several projects in, for instance, the desulfurization equipment that have pretty much been completed. NFE 280 oil plant is undergoing hot commissioning. Here, waste energy is very close to the completion. I mean, quite a few of these projects are actually already very close to actually having their capex done and starting to contribute to our EBITDA. I think what deserves mention here is obviously the distribution network. So this is halfway through the, or almost 2 years through actually from its investment period, €300 million expected to be spent there. And the power plant in Auvere is obviously a large investment that we will complete by 2016. Maybe another few words on NFE 280. I mean, we had obviously the hot commissioning going on since the sort of fourth quarter of last year. I mean, we've had a few mechanical errors coming out. We've mended them. The hot commissioning is part of a sort of a longer process of getting the new oil plant operational. And obviously, we are still very very optimistic that it can produce this oil that we expect and that we'll complete it reasonably shortly. However, as we are already at the end of first quarter, then we have had to reduce our expected oil production from this facility for this year. And I'll touch base on that essentially on when we discuss the outlook for the year. Right, moving on. The liquidity available on page number 20, we have €160 million of liquid assets, €395 million of unused credit lines as of the end of first quarter. So there is sufficient liquidity available to go through the investment cycle of this year and the next years. Actually, we did reduce the unused credit lines in the first quarter by €100 million because we saw that we had plenty available. So that wasn't any critical to have more of these. And as these revolving lines are available until September 2014, then we expect to negotiate and extend these over the course of 2013. So essentially that is part of our second half plans. Right, and one final bit, as you do see, the positive cash flows in first quarter 2013. I mean, we had actually cash inflow of €8 million, which is quite a unusual happening over the last 2 years, as we've had quarters of negative cash flow throughout. But obviously, there is still a bit to go with the investment, so there will be a few more quarters of negative cash flow still coming up. Right, turning into page number 21, the financial headroom. Obviously, the maturity profile we have is long-term. We have two bonds in 2018 and 2020, so these are nicely far away in the future. In the net debt EBITDA side, the main metrics that we follow, we remain at 2.1 times net debt EBITDA as of the end of first quarter, and actually we also do see still the 3 times net debt EBITDA, the level that we would not like to breach. So there is no change over there. Moving on, slide number 22, where we have the outlook for the year. There we've actually plotted also the Q1 revenues and EBITDA, and then explained that what we still expect to happen over the course of this year. Obviously, we've expressed as part of the annual report issuing then that we expect to have the revenues and EBITDA growing this year. We still expect that, even though that oil production has been reduced due to the NFE 280 delays, then we do see that actually the power generating environment is very, very very positive, and our power generating capacity is likely to be higher than we may have thought initially. So both EBITDA and revenue we still expect to have growth in 2013. And obviously if you look at the appendices, then we also have plotted down the amounts that we have hedged for the year, and that actually we've actually locked in on the power side also quite a substantial amount of margin already with our forward sales. Finally, page number 23, to summarize, very positive quarter on the revenue side, especially on the electricity. We had 37% higher electricity sales volume and 22% higher average electricity price. So these impacts will, especially on the price side, they are expected to continue throughout this year as we are on the open market in Estonia now. On the EBITDA side, there was a drop of 11%. Few items affecting comparability here, for instance, sale of telecommunications subsidiary last year in the same quarter. Then again, still higher network services margin and electricity profitability were the positive spots in this quarter. And finally, as investments were relatively low this quarter, then we earned good positive cash flows, which is a good sign. And we definitely do see that the investments in the coming quarters are likely to still go up. But essentially we are moving through our investment cycle and getting closer to 2014-15 where we will be already much closer to our operating cash flow than before. So right, and actually that concludes the slides. So if you have any questions at all, then I would be very happy to take them.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session for the financial analyst community. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Your questions will be answered in the order they are received. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. I repeat, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. One moment for the first question, please. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Excuse me, Mr. Rahim, there are no further questions at this time. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
I think that has really completed our presentation. So thank you very much for all participating. In case you have any follow-up questions, obviously we remain available via email and telephone. So feel free to contact us. Thank you very much.